This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Heavy rain, snow, millions of Americans from the Washington, D.C. area to New England have been seeing some or all of it, but the Weather Service says it's ending today for the most part. In Tennessee, communities are beginning to repair the damage from those deadly weekend storms and tornadoes. Six people were killed. Nashville resident Greg Chance says his family wasn't hurt, but they had to hide in the safe room in their home.
We all hunkered down in the floor right there. And then the next thing we know, it just sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Greg Chance in Nashville. Don't look for Donald Trump on the witness stand today. Donald Trump will not take the stand today in his civil fraud trial in New York. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump posted on his Truth Social platform he's decided against testifying for a second time in his New York civil fraud trial. He says he already, quote, very successfully and conclusively testified last month and doesn't see the need to return to the witness stand again. At a New York dinner this weekend, the Republican presidential frontrunner accused Democrats of bringing charges against him only for political purposes.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Overseas now to the climate talks in the United Arab Emirates. This morning, frustrated UN officials are urging the climate talks to push harder for an end to fossil fuels. This morning, Hamas fired a barrage of rockets that set off sirens in Tel Aviv. One person was lightly wounded, according to a rescue service. Ukraine says Russia fired 8 missiles at Kyiv this morning, all of which were shot down. This is AP News. In case you didn't get to the movies over the weekend, the AP's Margie Zarletta's got you covered.
The anime film The Boy and the Heron is number one at the box office this week.
Dear Mother, she's awaiting your rescue.
The Boy and the Heron, the latest film from legendary anime filmmaker Hayao Miyazaki, is the number one draw for moviegoers this week. It debuted with $12.8 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It's only the third anime to be number one ever, and the first original anime to be number one. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is in second place. Godzilla Minus One is third. Trolls Band Together is number four, and Wish is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
A temporary elevator crashed to the ground on a building site in Stockholm this morning, seriously injuring several people. The construction elevator fell 66 feet. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.